The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two on a Monday, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, send a message, Aaron will read it, there's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first hour, a lot of UFC, a little NFL, a little Rona. Pretty much covers the whole first hour. Nate from Coaches says, what about polio? Who wouldn't want them some polio?
Yeah, where's the polio?
Oh, man. And 409 says, have you guys not seen how packed the beaches are? People are literally dying to get back to a normal life. I don't think the MLB will have any problem filling the stadiums. We the people aren't scared of COVID-19, and we want our life back. Well, guess what?
Okay.
Go for it. I mean, go for it. Because
yep.
If they have to shut it down again, then wanting your life back now doesn't do you any good.
Exactly.
I mean, it really doesn't. Because if the whole thing has to get shut down again, then all of this was for nothing, and that's why I'm kind of, you know, I want everything back, but I think we should have been doing what we're doing now months ago, and we'd be in a better spot. But in terms of, you know, but going to the beach and stuff and being in those huge crowds, I mean, I mean that's your choice. My choice to not go.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've kind of realized is everybody's got different priorities. I mean, if the beach is that important to you, then people are going to want to go. It's a matter of opinion, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I just wish people would actually take the advice they're being given, and you know, try to keep this thing where it is right now, because you know, I think at least we're doing a good job of not turning it into a complete nightmare, but putting a bunch of people in a stadium, putting a bunch of people on a beach. I don't know if you saw this, but like 62 people in that Wisconsin protest tested positive for it.
No.
The ones that protested not being able to do anything. So they went out and in a group, and yeah, 62 of them got it. So just saying, you know, you ain't scared of the Rona, don't be scared of the Rona.
Yep.
I'm not scared of the Rona, but I'm not in any hurry to go out and give it to somebody else. But that's just me.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. Everybody, George made it home this weekend, got him some Space City vodka to take back to Arkansas. And, yeah, I think, and I got to check with the guys, I think the beer will be ready the day the Falcon 9 launches, which would be kind of cool. So,
very cool.
I'm really looking forward to getting you guys a bottle of it. It's it turned out great. I can't wait to see what the barrel-aged one does. The man, a couple things I wanted to get to. Looks like baseball is hoping for a July start now. We talked about that a little bit, that it might be an 82-game season. And, hey, if that's what you do, that's what you do. I mean, I think this delay helps the Astros because you're going to have Justin Verlander back.
Yep.
And you'll have maybe Lance McCullers for the whole season if he's right. So that's a good thing. Did you see this thing that's going around Twitter where a bunch of people are protesting gyms being closed by doing push-ups and stuff outside?
the gym one I just don't understand. Like, I'm for the gym. I mean, you know me. I like to go to the gym. And honestly, the gym is an escape for me, but I also am fully aware that the gym is not really a clean place. I mean, that it's just not inherently. It's not. You can clean it all you want. It's just not going to be a clean place. during this time, that's the last place I want to be. Like, movie theaters and gyms, I just haven't even considered, like, oh, if they come back, I can't wait to go there. No, I'm good. I'll find a way to work out. I wouldn't, and a lot of my friends, make a living from running gyms. I'm not into it. I'll pass.
Well, I was always looking to get out of going to the gym anyway, just because, the people there, just, I'm not a fan of, and so I'm just going to use this as an excuse to not go. I really would love for the bars to be open again, and I'd like to go and sit out on the patio and have a few drinks and stay, 10 feet away from people and just chill. And that I might do, but there's a lot of stuff that, you should reevaluate. And is a gym membership really worth it to you to go into a place like that environment where, it is. It's just, and maybe it's just the gym that we went to that was just filthy, but I think most of them are. And, if you were still trying to train for MMA, that would be a real, that would suck. Because that's not something that you can necessarily do, I wouldn't think, on your own. But do you think, and get back to the fights a little bit, do you think the preparation affected any of them in terms of, guys maybe not having the normal fight camp? Did you see any difference, or did it just look like a normal card?
It looked like it. It looked normal to me, but it also, you assume that everyone was fighting under the same set of rules, the same guidelines, I'm sure nobody had their best training camp ever, but it's not like their opponent had their best training camp either that time, I think it evened out.
Yeah, and do you think the retirement's going to stick? I'm getting that question a lot.
Yes, I think so. I hope so. That is such an unlikable guy to me. I took a lot of heat on Saturday. He's got a fan club. I don't know much of him. I don't know many people who like it. And the people who do like him haven't met him and dealt with him personally. I can tell you, he's not a great guy. It's a guy who he's got different priorities. He feels like he's accomplished enough, and he feels like he'll be remembered, and he's going to move on. He moved on from wrestling at a young age too, while he was on top. And now he talked about having a girlfriend. I'm sure he's got some chick who when you're 5'4" and you look like a fraggle, you probably don't have a lot of chicks banging down your door. He found one. He's like, I'm going to spend some time with her. So I'm guessing yes, he is done.
Lamont says, logic, go work out in front of a gym and protest.
Yeah.
Dummy, if you're working out in front of the gym, you don't necessarily need the gym. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You're watching them going, great, so you're protesting not being able to go in and work out by working out without a gym.
You showed them.
Oh, God, people are dumb. Man, Jason asking, so the August 21st Shinedown's not in your future plans? I still don't think we'll be doing concerts in August. And if we are, I don't know. I'd love to go, but I've seen them enough times to where if I'm not ready for something like that,
it ain't going to hurt your feelings to miss it.
Yeah. Somebody said, me and the family went to South Padre 2 weekends ago, stayed 3 nights. Went from the beach to beach, stayed 20 to 30 feet away from everybody, cooked in the beach house every night to avoid others. It can be done, but people are just stupid to get with big crowds.
That's the thing.
Well, and a lot of our listeners have essentially texted the same thing. It's like, we went to the beach. We stayed as far away from people as possible. But it's not you guys that are the problem. And frankly, if I could go to the beach and sit out there and be 20 feet away from everybody, I'd be fine with it. But it's the pictures you see. It's the people it's that 5% that just don't care that make it bad for everybody. I don't think it makes you a bad person to go to the beach. But I do think, and if you're doing it like that and being smart, great. No problem. Let's see, and then get this one from 832. Went to a restaurant this weekend to pick up food. The bar was packed there, and there was no 6-foot distancing. Some people just don't care. See, and that's... you know, that's what worries me. It's the people who just don't care. So,
and they're gonna be there.
Yeah, yeah, and that's cool, but you know, not for me. But 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Apparently, Norman Chad quoting me in his column has become a big deal here over the last couple days.
What was his quote?
Well, he kind of took it out of context, but you know, that's Norman. He's being funny. But he pulled my quote talking about how the 24% who don't want sports without fans are dumbs. And yeah, it's gotten me some traction. So every little
big
bit
celebrity.
Helps.
Look at you.
Oh, man. So he said, do you think video games would be a good way to pay players the way they said to do it with the Ed O'Bannon case? I would love to get those NCAA games back. Those are my favorite games of all time. In this new thing that they're doing, that wasn't accounted for, but I think it will be. I think it will be at some point a part of it, and we'll get those games back, and they'll make some money off of it. It
would be very cool.
Wouldn't it be awesome right now if they could release that game again?
Yeah.
With no sports. This would be the best possible time. All right. 713-780 ESPN. Somebody asked, when are you back in studio? Charlie and Joel did their show from there today. We don't have any plans yet. And I think that I think I can speak for both of us, we'll be more cautious about it than anything because we're able to do the shows now.
Yeah. So. My goal is to have everybody back. Hopefully, if things continue to move the way they've been going, by like the first week of June, but I don't know that there's much of a rush, you know. And if it seems like it's not the right call, then we'll back off and we'll do it when it is the right time. But Charlie's been doing the shows from studio the entire time because he preferred to do that. You know, and I understand Joel wanting to be there. It's a brand new show. They've got to get used to each other, but. That's Joel's decision. I didn't mandate that Joel go in by any stretch. So, it's basically going to boil down to what guys are comfortable with.
Yeah, and realistically, I think sometime in June would make sense. I wouldn't be shocked or disappointed if it was after the 4th of July when we came back. But I mean, it just depends. We're flying blind like everybody else. And that's just the time frame will be whatever makes the most sense and what we're all comfortable with. And I think we're fortunate that we can do what we do in the way we're doing it now, and it still works.
Yeah.
So
is it ideal?
All right.
No, but is it? I mean, no. It works, like you said.
Yeah, and plus you can always jump outside and shoot on your hoops goal.
That's right, ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go if you want a new goal. You want the best goal. If you don't just want some raggedy old goal. ProDunk Hoops goals, they're manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment, and they're the best goals on the market. And you might say, well, how do you know they're better? Well, they've got the thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. They've got a tempered glass backboard that they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to replace it for free. And it's got a rust armor finish, so it's 30 years maintenance-free, perfect for the weather here in the Gulf Coast. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. Whatever you need, they've got it, and they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. My kids have been outside every day that it hasn't been pouring rain. They've been outside hooping it up, and I am so glad that I got this thing done. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. See all the accessories. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822. Change up the way your kids spend this time indoors. Get them outside on a ProDunk Hoops goal. ProDunkHoops.com.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Apparently, PFT commenter wrote about me on the Norman Chad story on Barstool, so I've officially made it.
You're a big star, Fred. I knew it. I knew you'd leave me behind eventually for bigger and better things.
No, I mean, it's. I do want to point out, Norm does satire, so everything he does is satirical, and that's what the article was. And people have kind of gotten up in arms over it because he's basically saying, oh, we don't need sports, and it's just him being funny, which is what he does. But he did quote me in it, so now I'm getting attention. So from the article I wrote last week where I just said, you know, you guys who don't want sports without fans, you're dumbs. Sorry.
Yeah. And dude, I can't even describe how hungry people were for sports. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. And I didn't even think about it until today, but I pulled up my sales numbers from pregame from my UFC package over the weekend.
Yeah.
Easily the most sales I've ever had on a UFC card. Like, probably four times what my previous record was.
Wow.
So,
that's,
I mean,
it's not shocking.
People are looking for sports to watch. They're looking for sports to bet on. My guess is, you know what? If you're a guy who is into soccer, you might want to start following Jerry Bowe, because I know he's going to be on those Bundesliga games. If you're aching for that sports betting, I mean, I guess as it rolls out, you want to get on board. And I guess I'm going to do a package again for Wednesday's fights.
Yeah, I mean, you should. If you did that well with and people are starving right now for stuff. I can tell you how many people hit me up over the weekend for horse picks and stuff like that. And I think as – look, we all want stuff to be back. We just have to be we also have to be responsible.
Yep.
And that's the – and if you want to go to the beach and be in a crowd, go to the beach and be in a crowd. That's your choice. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just kind of, you know, let things play out and see how this goes forward. I'm going to still keep doing business locally. I'm going to still keep buying from my local restaurants and bars, whether I'm going there or not, and, you know, spending money in the community wherever I can. But, you know, I'm not in any big hurry to go to a concert right now. And I don't really feel bad about that. It's just,
yeah.
And hey, if you want to go, that's great, man. I'm not going to criticize anybody.
I mean, listen, I mean, I don't care who goes to the beach anymore, because I'm not going to the beach, okay? But I think what's going to happen is people are going to start getting sick. And my concern is that we're going to have to hit rewind and start closing things down that have been open, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
And I've heard that, like, Galveston and, like, a Surfside down, you know, I've heard that those beaches, it's kind of controlled, and you can't drive on the beach, and people are they're staking out their little claim. But then I've heard, like, Bolivar is just the Wild West, and people are piling. I mean, they're just it's like it's a party, and I just don't have any interest in being around that. Like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, and that's where the whole personal choice thing comes in. And if I am going to go out, and at some point I will, I'll wear a mask and, you know, adjust to, you know, if I'm eating out somewhere, okay, then I'll just pull the mask up while I eat. I'm just going to do whatever I feel comfortable doing, and I encourage everybody else to do the same. And I am afraid they'll never shut it down again. Once they get it going, I'll be shocked if they were to shut it down again, even if it gets worse. But we'll see. That's it's just such an unknown, and all we can do is what we feel comfortable doing, and just try to follow the rules the best you can. It's that simple. Jason says, I went to the bar on Thursday with a coworker that I stand next to every day. We sat and had a beer at the bar. People talked mess to us. I don't know why you need to be shaming people. I mean, if, you know, if you're around people, the same person all the time, does it matter? I mean, I don't know. I want the Ronaverse to end. I don't know when it's going to end. Until then, do the best we can.
That's it.
That's all we can do. And, yeah, I'm glad to see that they had the fights. I'm glad they went off pretty well. But, and I hope they keep going, and I hope this is a model for everybody else. That would be the perfect world.
That would be ideal.
Yeah, but as far as, you know, I don't know that it'll work for soccer, but, yeah, Jerry will be all over the Bundesliga. I think we're going to have Glenn on this week to talk about it. And hopefully Premier League's back on June 1st. That's one I'm excited about because that's my Saturday morning. But there's some people there saying that maybe we should just shut it down too. So they're kind of torn because people want their soccer, especially in England. And they need an escape right now because those people have been hit really, really hard. But by the same token, guys want to be safe. And, you know, is it really that important? But Eric says, I'm with you, Fred. Once things open, you can't go back. People will revolt. Yeah, that's the issue. Is as people go back, if you try to shut it down again, I just don't know. I don't know that you can do it. That's why I'm saying I wish everybody would just be responsible and this thing doesn't get any worse and we're able to do these things again. Aaron, what'd you get into this weekend?
Not a whole lot. I watched the UFC prelims while I was at my grandparents because we had dinner for Mother's Day, and then had my mother-in-law and sister-in-law over yesterday, and that was about it.
Yeah, I called my mom and my grandmother yesterday and talked to them for a while. They're both doing really well, and had a really good conversation with my daughter Friday night about her college choice. She's going to be a sociology major.
All right.
So, yeah. And she's excited about going to Penn State, and I am too. I'm excited for her, and it's going to be great for her. And, you know, everyone in our family has always stayed close to home, so I think this is a good thing for her. Golf course I work at, we're still telling people one person to a cart, but have people complain that they rode to the course together, so why are we making them go alone in a cart? Really? Why are you complaining about that? I always prefer having my own cart.
Well, but like, let's say my wife and I went to the golf course. We're going to play around together. We got to ride in separate carts?
I don't think that's a problem. I mean, you're getting to play golf. And aren't you around her enough?
Well, yeah. I'm just using that as a hypothetical, though. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, I think it makes sense if you're not talking about guys who were riding there together and stuff like that. Or like you two guys, obviously, that would be an extreme case. But, you know, if it's just, hey, the four guys that I always play with, let's keep separate carts.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all.
I wonder if Granato's been having separate carts.
Probably. I mean, would you want
to ride
with
John? He
probably
doesn't have to follow any rules anyway. He's over there, Wildcat. He's got his run of the place.
Yeah, he practically owns a place.
Yeah.
Have a place on Crystal Beach. Older generation practicing social distance, younger not so much. Man, I hear that, but then I've seen a bunch of olds together too. And he says if you live together, you can share carts.
Okay.
Boy, I'm sorry, that sounds really reasonable to me.
Yeah, that's not unreasonable.
All right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Searching for a deity. Now you want to see it free. Now you want to see it free. Let you see it through your piece. Tell me. ESPN
97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And do we have Lance here? Okay, so no Lance. All right, no worries. somebody said, Fred, I was a sociology major at the University of Texas. Don't do it. I had to go back to school and get another degree to get a good job. She wants to help people some way, so, I mean, I'm all for it. And it's also something that if she decides to go to law school afterwards, it's not a bad degree to have. So, so he says, at my club, family can ride in the same cart, single use for others, but only two cars per group to reduce turf damage. So some may have to walk.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, yeah. Went to the Guadalupe over the weekend. No social distancing going on there. Lots of campers right on top of one another.
See, I'm still scheduled to go to the Hill Country at the end of this month. But we also, I mean, we have a cabin that's just for my family. And, I mean, I don't get around anybody on the river. I just float the river and stay away from other people, if anything.
Yeah, and we've talked about going camping. We kind of do the same thing. You're pretty far away. You know, there's a couple of spots, depending on where we go, that are really nice and isolated. So, you know, that I might go ahead and do. I mean, we may do that this weekend. I don't know. I'm still a little concerned about bathrooms and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't know yet. But that kind of thing, I don't mind. And I don't think you'd be out of line to take that trip. But I also am not.
Again, outside of my immediate family, you know, like my brother and my dad, I spend time, you know, it's a lot easier to stay away from other people when I'm there than when I'm in the city.
Yeah. No
question. I don't interact with anybody else when I'm out there.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, that shouldn't change then.
No.
I mean, that's just business as usual.
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to just mention that I'll do it for two more days. After tomorrow, I'll shut it down. But if you want a copy of the sequel to Jesus, just hit me up with an email, and I'll send you one. I'll give them away for two more days, and then I've got to start preparing for the real publishing process. So if you're interested, hit me up, fower975@gmail.com. If you can afford it, great. If you can't afford it, that's okay, too. More than happy to give it away. But somebody says, my girlfriend has a sociology degree from Baylor. Now she's an elementary teacher. Yeah, I don't think she knows what she wants to do yet. She just likes the idea of helping people. And, you know, that's kind of cool. I respect her for that. I didn't get a chance to hear any Barry and Charlie today. How'd that go?
I thought it was good. I mean, what Joel and Charlie, I think it's gonna take them some time to develop some chemistry. And, you know, Nick's doing it. The fact that Nick and Joel have some chemistry is good. But yeah, I thought they did fine.
Good. Well, they're professionals. So, not too worried about those two guys. And no. You know, hopefully the Will Cain show will get some traction and we'll see how it goes.
Not a great start today with, I guess his Comrex got unplugged and it kind of threw off his whole show. But you know, and we like, so we started getting, the wrong show. At first, the first take, your take, or whatever it is. But hopefully tomorrow things go a little smoother with that.
Yeah, it sounded somebody was on a phone on that thing. And because I listened to it, was nice to be able to actually connect about 10 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
As opposed to 3:59, and just in case there's any issues, because sometimes there have been. So I listened a little bit, and it sounded like they had one guy on a phone, and it wasn't optimal, but hey, that's that'll get corrected, I'm sure. But yeah, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in. Did you see the Deadspin Greg Hardy headline that got all the attention this weekend?
No.
Well, first off, I didn't know that Deadspin was back. I thought it was still dead. But apparently, the headline said, Greg Hardy shows he can still beat the crap out of men, too. Which,
I was really hoping he would lose.
And That was such a bad fight, too.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun fight to watch. The first round was fun because the guy was going after him, and then it just kind of, I don't know if he broke his toe or what the hell happened, but it got pretty boring after that.
Mm. 713 says, beginning my first novel. Any tips for a young writer? Actually, I think I am going to do like a free seminar Sunday if I don't go camping for sure. And be happy to answer any questions and, you know, throw some suggestions in there. It'll be like a communication seminar, so it'll be good for anything, basically.
Where are you thinking about going camping? On your land out there?
No, we were thinking about going to Huntsville.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite park to go to because we've been there a bunch and we kind of know the good sites to grab. So if we go, it'd be Huntsville. Because we still don't have, there's no restrooms or anything on our place. It's just not developed at all yet. So so holding off on that for now. We talked about it, just getting one of those portable camping things and using that. But if we can get into a nice state park, I'd prefer to do that. Plus, I can fish there, and I can't really fish on my land.
Yeah. So.
I like doing that, man. I like going out in the tent, and I like, being right there on the water and, like, messing with the alligators. Or not messing with the alligators.
Yeah, good call.
But it's a nice park if you've never been. I mean, it's not that far away. It's maybe an hour drive, if that. And I just like the area, so we shall see. George said his daughter decided to go to Texas State, and she's going to be a sociology major. She wants to help people as well. And then Timmy B says sociology is what all the athletes majored in Kansas when I was there.
I think that's kinesiology.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or undeclared.
Yeah.
I think is my
What are you majoring in? Oh, exercise. Yeah.
They're majoring in basketball. Come on. But, yeah, I think I'd like to get out and do that soon before it gets too hot. But, I mean, things like that are fine. I mean, unless you're taking 50 people, in which case, that's probably a bit much. The NHL is trying to put together something to finish their season, which I don't think they should do, but they're looking at a 24-team playoff now, and with shortened series. But I think that one's going to be a bigger problem than anything because they've got different rules in Canada than what we have right now. So you can't really play. You're going to have to play the games in one place. Can you even travel yet? I mean, it's just. And some states have different rules. I was reading that Texas. It has a 14-day quarantine if you fly in from certain states.
So we're on the list now with Louisiana.
Well, no, they'll quarantine you if you fly in from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
You have to be
so Texans can fly out and not be quarantined, but people can't fly in here.
Yeah, yeah. Which again, not necessarily against. I have some good news. In regards to casinos reopening.
Okay. Is there good news?
Well, not really. But the Kings Resort and Kings Casino in Rozvadov and Prague have reopened.
Okay.
So there are open casinos in the world now. Unfortunately, you've got to go to Prague or Rozvadov.
Okay. Well.
They opened with roulette, blackjack, slots, as well as poker cash games.
Was it wide open?
It was. Says tournaments will not be taking place, although officials hope they'll restart soon. And it basically said everyone has to wear a face mask in all areas. As soon as someone leaves the spot, a delegated person will immediately proceed to disinfect the area prior to another player's use. Face shields will be given to all employees and also will be at the reception in case someone needs to borrow it. Food to order is not allowed anywhere in the casino. If the guest wants to order food, he or she needs to go outside, order it in a delegated spot, which will be outside around 3 meters from the main entrance to the casino. There will be outside tables placed. And food and beverage, like canned drinks and food sealed in plastic bags, will be available at the casino. We're at a small charge. The guests will be able to take the food and consume it. After 14 days, food and beverage restrictions will be dismissed.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, all that makes sense, right? I like the idea of disinfecting it when somebody leaves. I mean, if you're going to open, then that's what you, you know, that's how you have to do it, I think.
Yeah. I'm in no rush to get back to a casino, I can tell you that.
Yeah, me either.
I'm guessing the earliest we would be back is like, what, November? Something like that. They said, when did that fight get moved to?
They haven't even named a date to it for it yet, November or December. So.
Okay. So, I mean, definitely not going before that. I'm not choosing to go. I'm not driving to Louisiana. So, it's that's out of the question for me.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't need it. I can bet horses online, and I can play some poker online. So, that's all I ever really do. And, you know, I'm fine with it. I'm not in any rush to get back to Las Vegas. And when I do get back, then, yeah, by then, we get to November and we're able to go. Yes, I'll be excited.
Yeah.
As long as it's, you know, we all think it's safe, which at some point, you know, they'll do all they can, and that's cool. But I still don't know how I'd feel about wandering around the casino the night of the fight.
No, I wouldn't feel great.
Because you know how crowded that place gets.
Yeah.
And everybody's like right on top of each other. But all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we shall have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Something new.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, happy to take some phone calls. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we've been talking about the coming of the Planet of the Apes. I don't know if you saw the video last week that was out about the monkey on the motorcycle that tried to run off with a kid.
Yeah.
You saw that one?
I remember that.
There's a new one out, and from New Delhi, where a monkey is trying to break into an ATM. Security cameras caught a video of him ripping open the front panel of an ATM, and apparently was not able to get away with any money, but he tore the ATM up. So are we now going to be in Planet of the Apes?
I think we're there.
I mean, they're stealing children. They're ripping up ATMs.
It's terrifying.
And one of the weird side effects of the whole Ronaverse is that so many more animals are showing up places where they weren't before. I've even noticed that with the birds around here. There's a whole family of blue jays that I don't think I've ever seen those in my neighborhood, and maybe I'm just missing baseball, but I've also noticed some cardinals and a bunch of orioles, but badass hawks now that are flying around all the time. I haven't seen a monkey yet.
No monkeys, thank God. I'm worried that they'll show up.
I think they're just biding their time. First they'll take over India, and then they'll take over the United States. So, the Planet of the Apes is coming. And they're going to need money, right? So once you figured out how to break into an ATM, now you have money to go buy weapons. I think this is the beginning of the end. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Where's Charlton Heston when we need him?
I miss him. I think he's dead.
So when you guys had kids, did you have, was there much argument on what the names were going to be?
I mean, there was some back and forth, but especially with the first one, because there was some consideration on naming it after me, because I'm a junior, so he would have been a third. But I kind of kiboshed that because I didn't like my name when I was a kid, you know, like, so I didn't want to burden him with that. So we decided on a name that we both liked. And, my second one, I had a little more say in, but I think our real issue would have come if we had had girls, cause we had very different opinion on girls, and like every girl name, when you're thinking about a baby, sounds like some kind of a stripper or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's no way around it. Yeah, and you're always worried about what life you're going to doom them to with their name. Well, this couple in England, the woman got on some website and it went viral because of the husband's suggestions for their kid's name.
Okay.
And these were his first suggestions: Cyrus, Athelstan, and Lancelot.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't let him name a kid either.
And so she said no to that, and now he wants to name the kid after their cat. They have one of their cats, Maxim, Ivo, Mungo, Jaunty, and Yago.
Yeah, they're horrible at naming animals and children.
Yeah. I mean, Mungo?
Not ideal. Mungo.
Yeah, I think if you're... I have no problem with just different kind of names as long as they're cool. But some of these are weird, man. Somebody says, Orioles are passing through this time of year. Have seen them at my place. 10 acres in Orange County, and yes, Fred, camping without plumbing or electric is not awesome. Yeah. So, named my girl Lillian. I wanted a boy, but hey, she's pretty dope for a year old. So that's kind of an interesting name.
But, Deshaun says that couple should have just let Elon Musk name their kid. I don't even know what that kid's name is. I feel bad for that kid. Every teacher is going to mispronounce that at school. It's just wrong.
Oh, Shannon in Beaumont says, trying to convince your wife to name your child Archibald Manning, which I did kind of in 1995.
Well, there you go.
Now that stuff is okay. It's the people who name their kids Espen.
Yeah, not great.
Pink Valkyrie's back, says, I'm skipping the monkey exhibits at the zoo from now on. # nope. Welcome back.
Is she Rona free now?
I don't know. She should tell us on Twitter. But happy to have you back. Man, this thing is such a damn mess.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? We come back in the 6 o'clock. I want to get your thoughts. Have you watched the Jordan thing yet?
Oh, yeah.
This week? Okay. I want to get your thoughts on that. I have some opinions, but I'm starting to feel like maybe that thing is too many episodes.
Really?
A lot shorter.
I could have done 20.
No, I'm not as into it as most people are.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm curious why.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. And then I've also got some more potential surprise NFL cuts that we could talk about next hour as well. But, you know, keep a little sportsy here. And, you know, see how it plays out. Did you see that? Man, this sounds like the start of a porno where this Louisiana police officer who he's facing a rape charge after being accused of coercing sex during a speeding stop. He basically he admitted to having sex with the woman, claimed it was consensual, but he
but it did start with a traffic stop.
It did start with a traffic stop. And
I feel that like that's got to be a hard and fast rule that if you pull a chick over, you're not allowed to have sex with them. Period.
No. Deputies charged him with malfeasance, I love that word, and third-degree rape, defined as sexual authority activity between an authority figure and someone in custody, which, yeah, he said he received a report that about a complaint from a woman who accused him of forcing her to have sex after stopping her on US 90 for speeding on March 10th.
Guys.
Yeah.
There are pornos where the like a girl gets caught shoplifting and the theft officer takes advantage of her because she doesn't want to go to real jail.
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Well, one of the 500 of those. But
yeah, I think I think it's a recurring theme, honestly.
Yeah, I said that he offered her leniency in exchange for sex. So
leniency from a speeding ticket?
Well, she had a bunch of other violations, apparently.
Does she have warrants?
It just says other violations. It doesn't say whether they were warrants or not. But
I wonder if she had an open container or something.
Yeah,
because then
know.
You're talking about he could get in big trouble, right?
Yeah, yeah. So let this be a lesson.
Anytime I pull chicks over, I give them their ticket and move on.
Yeah, I don't pull people over.
Yeah. Oh, you don't ever do that? Just pretend to be a cop, just to mess with people, and then you like write a ticket out on a notepad and just hand it to them.
Well, impersonating a police officer is a crime, and I do not wish to...
if I'm ever pulled over for that, I'll offer sex in exchange for leniency.
you'll probably get it. So, yeah, apparently he just let her off on everything after she got him off on everything. Well, so,
fair exchange.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to do business. It's not one that I approve of. Pink Valkyrie says she's getting there on being free of it. Test results came back negative, but still have some leftover symptoms still lingering. Symptoms.
Leftover Simpsons?
Simpsons, yeah.
Yeah. Like Maggie, the forgotten Simpson.
Who, you know, like all of them, has not aged in 30 years.
No.
So. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Your number 713-780-3776. We're going to wrap up this hour, and we're going to fire one more here. So please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.